With more people moving to northern Colorado, cities like Fort Collins and Greeley are having a hard time keeping up with the demand for housing. So, in February, the Greeley City Council passed an ambitious plan to promote development and ease the area's growing pains. KUNC's Matt Bloom has more on how it's panning out.
Hi, Haley. Hey, Matt. Good to meet you. How's it going?
Good.
The inside of Haley Bergstrom's new home in Evans is clean and bright, from the hardwood floors to the wedding photos and scented candles.
It's very, like, homey.
Yeah,
I don't know.
When Bergstrom and her husband set out to buy their first home earlier this year, they had a budget of around $300,000. They were living in Greeley and looking to stay, but they realized something pretty fast.
There was no selection between, like, what we could afford and then what if, I don't know, if we made more? I don't know.
They looked at two places in Greeley. Both felt too cramped or unsafe. And when they didn't find anything else in their price range, they looked south to the neighboring community of Evans.
I'm glad we got dealt this house because it's perfect for us. But it wouldn't have been our first selection.
Stories like this are increasingly common. The median home price in Greeley is slightly above $300,000. And while that's far less than Fort Collins, for example, where it's $420,000, Greeley's inventory of homes on the market is at the lowest it's ever been.
We were looking for a single family home.
Take Benjamin Snow, for example. He moved here last fall.
There's four of us in our household.
Snow also happens to be the new director of Greeley's Department of Economic Health and Housing. When he moved here, he was surprised by how difficult it was to find an average-priced home.
So you have a certain expectation of what's on the menu, and as if you went into a restaurant and there's only two entrees, but really you're in the mood for something that's not even on the menu, it can be a little frustrating where you might want to go to another restaurant.
One of the first projects Snow got involved with was Greeley's new strategic housing plan, which says the city is 1,100 homes short of what it needs right now just to keep up with population growth.
It feels a little daunting, candidly, but I enjoy the challenge of it. It's really an economic puzzle to be solved.
One piece of that puzzle is attracting more developers to Greeley. Since the housing market recovered from the Great Recession, they've been slow to return.
And the reality is, in Greeley, it takes the same amount of money to build a house as it does in Fort Collins.
Max Moss is a Fort Collins developer.
So if I'm building the same 1,300 square foot small single family home, it's going to cost me the same money to build that lot, build those streets, build that house as it is in Fort Collins, and you can sell it for $100,000 more. That's the problem.
Moss has been trying to develop 450 homes on Greeley's west side for years. He was finally able to move forward with designs after the city enacted a new cash in lieu of water rights policy last year. The new strategic plan builds off of that kind of incentive. So to get a sense of the city's plan and where it will take shape first, Ben Snow took me to Greeley's north side. We're in the parking lot of a beige condo building. All around the building are empty fields of patchy grass.
You can see it was designed as kind of a townhome condo.
Yeah, yeah.
Type of arrangement, and then these other phases never were built.
That's because the developer hit unexpected costs during construction. But the streets and the parking lots here are already in place, and they're ready to go.
We look at parcels that were planned for housing but were never fully completed as being the low-hanging fruit that we should start exploring those first to find out what it would take to get those permitted and get those units built because we're in such a tight, you know, hot housing market.
But just making up for Greeley's existing housing deficit today won't be enough to meet demand in the future. The housing plan also states a goal of building an additional 5,000 single-family units over the next 5 years to make way for future growth. Matt Bloom, KUNC.